This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Could it be a tentative agreement for top-level talks aimed at averting a Russian invasion of Ukraine? AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
White House says it is committed to a diplomatic solution, even though Russia appears to be continuing preparations for an all-out assault. France has been able to broker a deal that President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin will hold a summit, provided Putin doesn't invade Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press.
Until the last minute, there is still an option to for him to pull back. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent a war. As soon as you trigger the sanctions, of course, any deterrent effect they may have is gone.
A handful of world leaders engaged in a flurry of phone calls last night, working out this proposed summit. Blinken and Russia's foreign minister are set to lay the groundwork when they meet Thursday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters there were not any concrete plans for a Biden-Putin meeting. Such a meeting is possible if leaders consider it feasible. Acknowledging the real possibility of war, Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies with a push to bolster the West's resolve in confronting Moscow with crippling sanctions, as increasingly dire signs suggest Russians' Vladimir Putin plans to order an invasion of Ukraine.
It is in the best interest of all that there is a diplomatic end to this moment.
In a burst of diplomacy at the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris tried to make the case to American allies that rapidly escalating tensions on the Ukraine-Russian border meant European security was under direct threat. The United States has warned that the United Nations has information that Russia has lists of Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps in the event of an invasion. This is VOA News. Iran says it wants the option to rapidly restore its nuclear program to be included in any nuclear deal in case other parties fail to honor their end of the envisioned deal. The spokesman for the country's foreign minister on Monday said this was one of the most important guarantees Iran had been trying to secure in the nuclear talks. Saeed Khatibzadeh said one of the most important guarantees we asked for and we are pursuing seriously is the ability to restore our nuclear program rapidly in case any deal is reached in Vienna. This is an essential right for the Islamic Republic of Iran. Talks between Iran and the world powers, including the United States, have been going on in Vienna for months. The talks are aimed at salvaging a 2015 nuclear deal that saw Iran limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. An Iranian jet fighter crashed today in a residential area of the northwestern city of Tabriz, killing three people, including two crew, according to state television. The head of the local Red Crescent organization said the plane smashed into a school and that one of the dead was a resident of the neighborhood. A local official told state television that the school was closed and at the time due to the coronavirus pandemic. Israel said Sunday it will allow unvaccinated tourists to enter the country beginning March 1st. However, tourists will be required to pass two PCR tests, one before departure and one upon landing in Israel. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on the health and mortality of healthcare workers around the world. The World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization have now published a guide on how to implement stronger occupational health and safety programs for health workers. James Campbell is the director of the WHO Health Workforce Department. He reports about 115,000 health workers died from COVID-19. United States and Egypt on Monday launched a joint work group to prepare for the next UN climate change summit, which the Middle Eastern country will host in November. U.S. Envoy John Kerry said the group's main task is working on the COP27 conference.
We meet this morning here in Egypt, well aware of other tensions in the world, understanding that there are lives and principles at stake in what is happening with respect to Ukraine today, but that does not change.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.